Let's go to Los Angeles. Oh God, even just saying that. Made me feel bad. Yeah, we're going to E3. We're going to do a do-over, see if we can get it right next time. Trimmer in Los Angeles. I gotta go back and get it. I mean, they discontinued it, you know, they don't make that beard trimmer anymore, so what am I supposed to do? Oh, buy one that isn't falling apart? Okay, yeah, I guess I'll do that instead. Great. Slow in the fast lane, and it's making me unhappy. Now I'm gonna try and pass them. We'll see how that goes. rise up against data caps. Good songs, that's all we get. It's no rest for the wicked. sounds like some wrestling-ass music. Sounds like the sort of thing that would have wormed its way into wrestling somehow. But I don't know. society. This is how it's gone for us. You know? Albums. exists, but there's a volume 2. around that because we played that Amiga game not that long ago. With chiptune stuff when it is specifically mimicking actual hardware and not just kind of like mashing together a bunch of different synths of the era. get some kind of FPGA, like, SID setup with a USB on it, you know, USB out on it, and hook that up over USB to my car, and have my car treat it like it was an iPod, so that the car controls for skipping songs work, and just load it up with a bunch of fucking SIDs, a bunch of C64 music, and then just step through it like it was an iPod. It would probably be easier to render all the SIDs out as MP3s and put them on an actual iPod, now that I think about it. But that's boring. If I knew anything about anything, that would be a fun, dumb project. Just figuring out the protocol for, like, how to interface with the car controls would be interesting for a lot of projects like that, I'm sure. Says it's a Bugs Bunny theme, but I don't. Y'all got that chiptune version of Cagney and Lacey? Aw, shit. I guess this thing is listed as computer game music version, or whatever they're putting on the end of all these song names. What does it say? It's scrolling over. Computer game version. So I guess why it maybe makes sense that some of these just sound like straight up fucking, like they fell out of a fucking Sound Blaster 16. I think when you invoke words like 8-bit arcade as your artist name and shit like that, like, there's kind of a loose expectation that you're just going to try to make shit sound like an NES. Game would be Tapper, but yeah, with dialogue trees. Tapper with a story. Theme song, just some Sixpence None the Richer song or something like that, some shit like that. guess I appreciate their weird takes on some of these themes that kind of almost fits them more into what a video game version of it might sound like, as opposed to just being a straight up faithful implementation of the song. I just feel like a lot of this instrumentation is, you know, the choices don't do a good job of fucking evoking the 8-bit video game nature of the compilation, you know? Like, the vibe they're going for, these don't do it. Unless you were like, well, this is, you know, what if Game of Thrones was a game for the X68K with extended MIDI hardware, you know, like, it doesn't fit. Although lot of these sound like scum games. A lot of these sound like early PC fucking scum games, you know? Like, ah, here we go. This is a weird level in Sam and Max Hit the Road. Whereas this sounds like some shit you could run to the right to. Who are your playable characters in a Happy Days game? Is it just Tom Bosley? Fonz just shows up and fucks you up. It's like in JJ and Jeff when the other one, the character you aren't controlling, you just run past him and he's just like pissing on something. That's the Fonz in a Happy Days game. There's a, I think it's an issue of the G.I. Joe comic book from like the original run, you know, in the 80s, Marvel's run. Where a couple of characters, a couple of G.I. Joes are having a conversation, and one of them brings up, they never mention it by name, but they talk about like, yeah, that show with the funny Nazis. And it's like one of these guys talking about like, yeah, my grandmother didn't find that show very funny. Like goes into just like, hey, yeah, my grandmother, a survivor of World War II and all the fucking camps and all this other stuff, didn't find the show with the funny Nazis very funny. And as a kid, it really made me think like, yeah, huh. You know what? Hogan's Heroes, pretty fucked up. Pretty fucking fucked up. Third favorite DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince song. Yeah, everyone remembers the iconic theme to JAG. Thank you. This traffic is backed up and very terrible. These people are getting out of their car, always a good sign. Like my third or fourth favorite Limp Bizkit song. The light has changed twice and I have not fucking moved. I'm in the middle of this intersection blocking it. Starting to move up a little bit here. This car next to me is trying to back up so they can turn at the intersection and get the fuck away from here, which is not a terrible move. Oh, you know, just stuck in traffic, driving to work, listening to some hokey 8-bit rendition of the Mork and Mindy theme, as you do. Sucks. This is fucking so bad. Ooh, I gotta go to the bathroom. Ooh, it's bad. Everybody go. No? No one going? Great. Great. pee my pants. That'll be fun. Light changed and I didn't move at all. Oh man, what the fuck? RoboCop, the TV show, the theme, the 8-bit remix. It's all been building up to this. It's all been building up to me peeing my pants in the car while listening to an 8-bit remix of RoboCop, the TV show, the theme. Why is it so bad? right, I've got a decision to make here. It's a gross one. I've got a cup in this car. I can pull over behind this construction equipment, do some business. These cars are moving. No, they're not. What the fuck is happening? Oh, this is real bad. Oh, the light's green and no one's moving. This is catastrophic. Fucking bad situation. I think I'm gonna have to do something here. Oh boy. Construction no stopping spot, and